Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake has hit New Zealand's South Island, very near a tourist village, Kakura. Amory May is a reporter with Radio New Zealand.
The roads have all been broken. There's no way in or out. The town is said to have about 3 days' supply of drinking water left, but the power is intermittent at present and fuel supplies are limited. 600 people are staying at the local marae, that is the local Māori meeting house. They have opened up their doors for people who have been forced out of home by the quake.
Authorities say two people have died in Monday's quake, and they indicate damage was extensive, either from the initial quake or subsequent aftershocks. Prime Minister John Key visited the site of the quake and said they have no indication the death toll will go higher. In 2011, a major earthquake hit New Zealand's South Island, killing 185, causing huge devastation, especially in the city of Christchurch. Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud that had been overrun by the Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army liberated the town completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings after IS fighters suffered heavy casualties. UN Security Council, during a weekend visit to Kinshasa, called for a peaceful transition in the Democratic Republic of Congo when President Joseph Kabila's mandate ends December 19th. The opposition has accused Mr. Kabila of clinging to power, a charge that the government denies. Dozens have been killed in violent street protests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since September. This is VOA News. Myanmar has reported heavy fighting in the western state of Rakhine, where government forces near the border with Bangladesh have been hunting insurgents linked to attacks that authorities say killed 9 police last month. Government statement said the latest fighting was triggered by an ambush of police on Saturday by an estimated 60 attackers. Chinese President Xi Jinping has reaffirmed the importance of relations with the United States. Happened in a telephone conversation today with President-elect Donald Trump. State media reports that Mr. Xi congratulated Mr. Trump on his election and said cooperation was the only correct choice for China and the U.S. VOA asked China analyst and former City University of Hong Kong professor Joseph Cheng about the phone conversation.
Basically, President Xi is repeating his fundamental 9, that China wants to have good relations with the United States, that China wants to establish a new type of major power relationship with the United States, avoiding confrontations, emphasizing on mutual interests, and trying to manage their differences, their disputes.
President-elect Trump has accused China of unfair trade practices and currency manipulation during the election campaign, threatening to impose a 45% tariff on all Chinese imports. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, visiting New Zealand, admits it is a race against time to implement the Paris Agreement on climate change. He says the Obama administration will do all it can to do so before climate change skeptic Donald Trump takes office in January.
Until January 20th, when this administration is over, we intend to do everything possible to meet our responsibility to future generations to be able to address this threat to life itself on the planet.
Mr. Trump has said that global warming is a hoax perpetrated by China to gain an economic advantage. Chinese delegates at a UN climate change conference in Morocco say regardless of the U.S. election outcome, China could assume the climate change leadership mantle. Liu Qiang is director of China's National Center for Climate Change.
I think that's from this perspective, China will take the leader, especially actively participating all kinds of activities in addressing climate change.
For years, Beijing fought attempts by foreign governments to limit carbon emissions. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.